While U.S. forces are withdrawing from Afghanistan, thousands of Afghan interpreters, contractors, and personnel who help the U.S. military remain. Many fear for their lives as Taliban forces continue to strengthen their foothold. The U.S. has a system for helping these people get out of Afghanistan. It's called the Special Immigrant Visa Program. President Biden mentioned it during his remarks today at the White House and said more help is coming. More than 10,000 Afghans remain in limbo. James Mirvaldis is chairman of the nonprofit organization No One Left Behind. It works to expedite the process of bringing Afghans who assisted the U.S. military to the United States. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So your work directly involves trying to get people out of Afghanistan. As things have gotten worse in the last several days, how difficult has it been for people to leave? What's your vantage point?
Yes, ma'am. So we've been advocating for changes to the SIV program for over 8 years. And we've been doing this through 3 administrations, 7 Congresses, 7 Secretaries of Defense, and now we're on our 5th Secretary of State. So it's been a very frustrating avenue. We're very happy with the bipartisan support from both sides of the aisle in the Congress. But even with that unprecedented level of just interest and enthusiasm to get this right, the 14-step process was still taking about 3.5 years. And obviously with the evacuation, that we don't have that time. Things are going very, very poorly. And the last thing I'll just say on that, we are coordinating everything with the State Department. But that said, we had dozens of SIV recipients, the interpreters, who had their visas in hand and were waiting for the embassy to reach out to them about what evacuation flights they'd be on. They never heard from the embassy. So we started flying them out commercially on our own dime. Each family is about $10,000. So when the president said today that he made a comment that Afghans may have wanted to stay in Afghanistan, the translators may want to stay there,
issue with that? I wanted to ask you that question. Is that your understanding, that many Afghan interpreters and other people who assisted the U.S. military actually didn't want to be evacuated earlier? What is your understanding?
No, we strongly disagree with that assessment.
How many people are we talking about right now who are currently stuck in Afghanistan? These are Afghan interpreters and other personnel who have helped the U.S. the last 20 years. What is the volume of people we're talking about right now?
Sure. As of about 2 weeks ago, the total number of applicants was over 20,000. So there was a flood of applicants that started in the first part of this very serpentine, bureaucratic, paper-based interagency process. 14 steps that takes about 3 years. And we never saw that timeline get any faster. What's interesting is by law, it's only supposed to take 9 years. And some great organizations like IRAP sued the government last year and won in U.S. District Court about the timeline, the State Department not following the timeline, and then nothing happened. The government provided an adjudication plan, but provided no reports about whether recommendations were being audited, acted on. And additionally, the State Department OIG provided a report to Congress last June citing all these issues, and nothing was acted on.
What danger do you believe that these people are in because they have been unable to evacuate the country so far?
We at No One Left Behind went through 6 years of emails and Facebook messages. We identified over 300 instances of interpreters or their family members specifically being targeted and killed by the Taliban or other extremist groups because of their affiliation with the United States. So there is a retribution campaign, an effort to... exact revenge.
That is James Mirvaldis with the nonprofit organization No One Left Behind. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.